We're holding in Hei Shvat, Siman Nun, Halacha Yed Aleph, and we're going to Siman Nun Aleph, Halacha Aleph. So here we go, we're speaking about the brachas and the correct brachas. If you have two items, two, let's say, fruits, you have a walnut and you have an apple, and you can make one bracha, obviously, in order to exempt both, so that's the right thing to do. You shouldn't try to make two brachas, separate brachas, and an apple and a walnut, just for the sake of making brachas. It's called the bracha shenetzricha. You're not allowed to be good to make a bracha shenetzricha. So what do? The right thing to do is to take what's more important. Now, what's more important, we'll discuss later on in Siman Nun Hei. And once you decide which one is more important, you make a bracha berpeis on that item. So let's say that a person likes apples more. So that already gives a chashivas. Yeah, it likes apples more than walnuts. So he makes a bracha on the apple, and he has in mind to be made to the walnut. Beautiful. Now, the chiddush is that the chiddush says that even if he didn't have in mind to exempt what's less important, it still exempts it. However, here's the big chiddush. If a person makes a bracha on something that's not chashuv, so that's in our case, he likes apples more than walnuts, but he made a bracha on the walnut, then it's not going to exempt the apple because it's more chashuv, unless he has intention. So first of all, he shouldn't have done it. But even if he did it, if he didn't have intention, then he's not going to be able to exempt. And this happens a lot. I'll give you another example. You made a bracha on an apple, and there was grapes there. If you didn't have the intention to be moitzi the grapes, again, the grapes is from Shiva Samin, so it's more important than the apple. So then in such a case, you'd have to make another bracha on the grapes. Why it's not bedin, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that something that's not important will be able to drag in and exempt and cover something that is more important in what's called derech gevura, means in the incidental fashion. So that's a beautiful machshava. Just something that's chashav needs that special attention. That's basically the idea. Now, achronim argue on this and say that b'di'evad, if a person did not have in mind, he's still being yoytze. But definitely a person should be careful in this halacha to avoid this problem. If a person has something that's a berpeh, it's berpeh adam and a shakel. So even though we know shakel covers everything, but nevertheless, in our cases, he's not going to be moitzi. If he's not having intention to be moitzi, the other things, then they're not going to be yoytze. And certainly, the chatchila wants to do the order of berpeh, berpeh adam, and shehakol. Unless a person specifically wants the other items, then it's not a problem to have the items before. Now, the kitz also discusses if a person makes a bracha on wine, he has wine and grapes in front of him, and he wants to drink wine. And he makes berpeh geffens, even though if he would have intention to exempt the grapes with berpeh geffens actually be yetzer, the chatchil, of course, he shouldn't do so. He should be mechaven that he is not exempting the grapes. Interesting case, you have grapes and wine. Just remember, don't have in mind that you're not having covering the grapes in order that you should be able to make the proper bracha on each item, meaning you're making berpeh on the grapes, and it's not being covered by the berpeh geffens. As we saw, each time you're making a bracha, it's an opportunity to connect to a different place. So, of course, you have to try to make the best bracha, connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, here's another fascinating Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that we don't paskin like. The Kitzur says that everything other than bread, if you change your place, and that means you didn't move your mind away from things, you still knew you were eating, you didn't forget about the fact you were eating, you just went to another room, and let's say you're eating a cookie. According to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's considered like a chatas, and you'd have to make a new bracha in the other room that you went in. So you're in the office, you go from one room to the next, you made a mezainis, you'd have to make a new bracha, certainly by even shivas aminim fruits, and certainly when it comes to a drink. So you made a bracha on an apple, and then you went to another room, you have to make a new bracha. However, the Kitzur says, even if you're holding on to the item itself. And now, according to the Chavetz Chaim, he says no. Even though, of course, and this is an important thing to remember, that l'chatchila, what should we avoid this problem, and therefore not change his rooms. But if a person needs to, and he did, the halach is he does not make a new bracha unless he goes outside. It's according to the Chavetz Chaim and most poskim, we would not follow the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in this regard. But certainly, because the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says it, one should be careful. Now, if he goes outside, then everyone would agree. And this is important to remember. There's a beautiful Moshe Feinstein, he holds that there are certain items that are naturally eaten even on the way, as they say, on the go. And I think it used to be questions of gum and candies, I think, especially when it comes to coffee. People have coffee on the go. But here's a tricky thing. The Amosha, and also the Ol Tzion says also the same idea. Person should have in mind when he's making the bracha of shak on the Yom on the coffee, that he's going to be drinking it in the car and he's going to be drinking it in the store, etc., etc., etc. If he didn't have in mind, then it's a problem. So when you're making that shahakul, you should have in mind that you're on the go. Otherwise, and if you go to another house, another room, meaning if you go outside into your car, etc., you'd have to make a new bracha. Now, any of these cases, the Kitzur says, bracha achrayna, even if you change your room, etc., you're not going to make a new bracha achrayna, you're going to make a new shakel, and then eventually you make the bracha achrayna, you're going to cover both. Now, there is another exception. The exception is that if a person, let's say, went to another room, or in our case, we pass it, if you went to another outside, right? So someone came to your door, and you went outside to greet him and speak to him outside, and you were drinking, let's say, coffee. If you left something, let's say your wife, you were sitting with your wife and drinking coffee together, so then when you go back, you do not have to make a bracha. She's like keeping you, so to speak, from removing your hesach hadas. So therefore, that would be another eitzah if a person has to go outside something that someone else was drinking with him. What about in the same room, from one corner to the next, even if it's a very large room? That's not considered a shinui makom. What happens if a person goes to, you know, people go apple picking. They have a blast eating apple picking, jumping from one tree to the next. So the Kitzur makes a distinction. If the area is surrounded by walls, which actually usually it is, so people, I think, you have gates around it. So the halach is, if you made a bracha, it's in an apple in one place, and you have intention, according to Kitzur Chanati, from other trees, so then no problem. Even though you don't see the tree that you made the bracha that you originally ate from. As long as you're not Masiach Das, you don't have to make another bracha. However, the Kitzur says if it's not surrounded with walls, and certainly if you're going from one garden to the next, it won't even help you if you have in mind. Now the Chafetz Chaim here also quotes others that argue that either the fact that there's walls around or having specific intention to eat from other trees is enough to include those other trees. So a person definitely could be Soymich, of course, on the Chafetz Chaim, but a person should be careful with these situations too, that he should really have, if he's going from one tree to the next, and there's no walls around it, a little bit stuck, because the only eight is to be Soymich on the Chafetz Chaim. There's no way really fulfilling to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch's Eitzah. Lastly, any fruits and vegetables that a person eats from the Shivas Haminim, so there's a special bracha. If it's not from Shivas Haminim, there's Bari Nefashas, which we're going to go into. I just want to mention, according to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Chiddush also, besides going from one room to the next, is that he holds anything other than bread is considered a Shini Makom. That means, like I said, even Mezainis and even Shivas Haminim. According to the way we pass, I mean, the Chafetz Chaim and most Poiskim, is that when it comes to Mezainis, that they made a bracha on the cooking in one room, or even went outside, you would not make a new bracha of Mezainis on the cookie. And that's because it's similar to pas. What is the difference? The difference between, let's say, mezainus, or specifically bread, according to everyone, according to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's called davatan bracha v'mkoyme. It requires a bracha where you ate. Therefore, it always connects you to where you made the original bracha. As opposed to when it comes to the drinks, it's called davash entan bracha v'mkoyme. In fact, where something the bracha achrona is not required to be made where you ate it. And that's the reason why, really, technically, there's no problem to make bracha nefashos even in a different house. After you ate an apple. Chatchil, it's better not to do it only because of that you shouldn't forget. But Mikra, then it's not a problem. So therefore, that's the reason why. So the Kitzur holds that unless it's bread, it's considered something that's like ton bracha, shenu mekoyme. And that means cookies, etc. And that's the reason why he holds, even if you change the room, you have to make a new bracha. And he concedes himself in the glossaries, meaning the new agos you have in one of the printings. It's in the back of the article that they printed. That there are places that argue, so that's why he said try to avoid it. But he still holds strongly that another cookie, the same cookie, if you went to another room, you have to make a new bracha.